That's actually like an irrational fear of mine, where like one day I'm just going to like die, and then you're gonna hop on this recording, and then like no one will ever show up, and then you're always gonna wonder for the rest of your life what happened to me.
Okay.
That's like my fear.
Wait, so that happened to me too. So I literally had to tell my sister, I was like, if I get into like a terrible accident or I die or something, you have to post something on Twitter.
I literally okay, so I'm low key insane where I always think that I'm gonna die at like a moment's notice. So I literally have like a handwritten out like letter slash will. But the thing is though is that I don't have anything to my name, so my will is nothing. It's not like, oh, I want my inheritance to go to someone I trust. It's like, oh, give the $35 underneath my bed to my sister, thank you. But literally, one thing that I have listed is post something on my Twitter. And number two, all of my Google Docs, give it to my mutuals or post it on Twitter or something. Like all of my work in progress, just release it into
Oh
the
my
world
God.
and let them become everyone's babies. I
Stop.
have it written in my little like makeshift death will. Yeah.
Out of all the things to put in a will, I
Yeah.
can't
Welcome to No Archives Warning Apply, a podcast about fanworks, writing, and of course, BTS, and hosted by your favorite mutuals, Sho I don't understand how we could be such like different but also same
We
people
really
at the same
are.
time.
We're so similar, but also very different.
So different.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think we're like
Okay.
pretty similar in terms of the tropes we like, but who knows? I mean, this is the first time we're talking about this live, so we can come out with a lot of differences.
That's true. We might come out of this completely like a different perspective of who we thought we
Yeah,
were.
this podcast could end today.
Tell me about your favorite tropes, your least favorite tropes, the tropes you can't stop thinking about, the tropes that you just want to kill off. Let's
You
go, let's do
start. I
it.
don't think I feel that very strongly about tropes, TBH. Well, high school, AU. I'm not into it. I thought I liked it, but I just feel like I'm going backwards in life. And high school, as much as I loved high school, they could be having so much fun doing other things. Why put them back in high school?
Yes, oh my God. I actually agree 110%. I also put high school AU as my least favorite trope because I actually don't think that there's a trope that I dislike, but anytime that I see something and they're like in high school and it's like a high school love story, I'm just like, get out of here, Teen Wolf. I'm over it.
It's interesting because
I
when
can't
I
do
was in
it.
high school, I loved high school, but also I was in the One Direction fandom, so there was a lot of high school things going around. But I guess now that I'm older, I'm like, no thanks. I would much rather be reading like established relationship married for 20 years. Now I'm good.
Yeah, and I think it comes with like age. Like obviously, I think if you're like high school to college age and you're writing high school AUs, like you should be writing high school AUs. I don't think you should be in high school and writing about 45-year-old Jungkook trying to get through life in like an advertising agency. Like I'm sorry, but you can have more fun than that if you are in high school and writing about such things. You can have way more fun than that. But also high school for me wasn't really like that fun at all. There was like a death threat on like me and my group of friends,
Wait, what?
but
Sorry, I got distracted because my mom came in. I was like, can you please get out? Like, this is literally like an auditory experience, and I completely missed the death threat part of what you just said. Excuse me.
yeah, legit. There was this girl, and then I don't know why. I don't know what was going through her head. I have not been in contact with her, but for whatever reason, she like had this whole plan to like kill me and
What?
my friends. Yeah, like she was like, yeah, she was gonna like dip t-shirts in like arsenic and like all this sorts of stuff.
That's
Anyways,
insane. It's like
but we're not gonna get
you know, and that anti fan that doxed his drink, remember? And he got sent to the hospital.
All of the Yoonjae
Stop,
fix that came
stop,
out of that,
stop, stop.
amazing.
I am literally having a visceral reaction here. You don't understand.
Fun fact, me and Eunbi used to be like
What do you
hardcore
mean
Yoonjae
used to be?
shippers of
What do you mean used to
TVXQ.
be?
I know, to think I used to like have like always keep the faith
Oh,
somewhere in my
stop.
bio somewhere.
I
Like how
totally forgot about
annoying.
that line. How did I forget that line?
I'm certain there are some girls who still have that
I mean,
tattooed on
I
their
would.
body,
If I
man.
had been an adult back then, I would have had that tattooed on my body. Like how I have wild thighs tattooed on mine.
Yeah, exactly. I have Lachi Molala right underneath my titty.
Oh, in the same font as Nevermind.
Yeah, in the same font as Nevermind. And then I have the old school BTS Shield logo, not even the new one, but the old school one, just straight up on my wrist.
Stop.
All this to say, we hate high school.
High school was a bad time.
High school was a bad time. And also, like, as an adult, I just feel uncomfortable writing about, like, 14 to 17-year-olds. Like,
it's true. It makes me feel really uncomfortable because, like, as a 24-year-old, I don't want to think about high schoolers doing nasty things. That's kind of gross. And, like, I don't want to think about that.
Yeah. Like, I could acknowledge that it happens and you can totally mm-hmm. have, like, a healthy sex life within that age range. But, you know, just keep right. that to, like, you. I'm probably not. I'm not out here trying to write messy first time mm-hmm. in high school aspect. Oh my God. I like parent fics. I do like family mm-hmm. bangtan fics. But I don't like it when it's like one is a mom and one is a dad. It explicitly states.
I hate that so much.
Yeah, I don't like that.
First of all, mm-hmm. Fuck mommy Jin. Oh my God. I'm saying it right now. No.
And it also doesn't make sense to me because why would you make like a kid look at Jin in his entirety, be like, mommy.
Right? Lord.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you are referring to me as your father or as your Lord and Savior, and exactly. that is it. Those are the two only acceptable
Amen.
Answers. I will say that I don't have a lot of, like, super favorite mm-hmm. ones where it's like, oh, this one yeah. reigns above all. But I do love, like, a enemies, rivals to lovers situation way more than I love friends to lovers, way more than I love strangers
you know,
to lovers.
Okay, this is an interesting point because I love... like good enemies to lovers, like when it's executed well. But for me, like when I try to write it, oh Lord, I can't write that for garbage. Oh my God, it was so bad. All of a sudden, so it was like, it was Taejin, right? There was supposed to be enemies to lovers. And all of a sudden, Seokjin looks at him and he's like, he's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I was like, stop it, Eunbi, stop it. But I couldn't stop.
I like strangers mm-hmm. to lovers more. It's not that I don't read it or I can't get behind it, but I can't really do like childhood mm. friends to lovers too much
yeah.
as like the main thing.
Same.
Cause then I think about like my childhood mm-hmm. friends and then I'm just like, I will not touch my childhood friends yeah. with a 2-foot pole. Platonically.
That's so true. Thinking about my childhood friends, oh my God. Oh my God. There's this one that I was like in love with when I was 4 years old and everyone's like, why don't you marry Paul? You should marry Paul. And I was like, a huge ass head, and second of all, he's also got a huge ass head. So if we had a child, I would be split right in half.
Eunbi is 4 years old, and then she's just like, for the sake of my health, when yeah. at the time when I do give birth, me and Paul
it's
can
true.
Never have a future together.
There's literally a picture on my personal Instagram of me and Paul. Paul, you're the worst. Paul, if you're listening to this, you're the worst.
Ever wondered what it would be like if you had superheroes, cafes, flower shops, and enemies to friends to lovers all in one fic? Well, look no further, because Petrichor by Namjoon Intellect has all that and more. This has got to be one of the funniest, most heartwarming Namjoon fics that I have read in a while, so please be sure to check it out on AO3, and I'm certain that you'll love it as much as I have.
I think you mentioned something about how, like, Namcook, specifically within like mm-hmm. that ship, there's a lot of different tropes yeah. that we haven't explored because we're all kind of stuck in that we're all stuck in like horny guilt, mm-hmm. mutual pining, love at first sight, just like awkward yeah. and stuff. And then we're just like so fixated on those characterizations and stuff that we don't really mm-hmm. give us a lot of freedom to explore other concepts like enemies to lovers or even
right.
rivals.
That's
to
the
lovers,
thing. That's I think rivals to lovers / enemies to lovers is the exact example that we use when we're talking about it.
Someone actually quote retweeted us and said mm-hmm. almost the exact same thing, where at Namcook Demon, they said that my absolute favorite trope is enemies to lovers, and there are practically none for Namcook. And they say, yeah, Nita, and they know it's because everyone thinks they're too soft for each other, but I think there's so much potential in twisting Oof. Some of the typical tropes. And then they continue... And then they go on to say, what if Jungkook's admiration caused him to become resentful instead? Or maybe a lawyer AU where law school graduate JK admired firm partner Namjoon until he saw him do some shady practices to win a case. And now he's made it his mission to defame Namjoon's law firm. Like, there's so much good stuff to explore there. And when they are explore it, as soon as I finish the 5,000 work in progress in my docs, Nita, I commend you. And I hope that you write this lawyer AU as soon as possible. Please, because we need it and we want
it. This is exactly what I'm going to be praying for. Are you kidding? I want this so bad. Oh, Lord, Nita, your brain.
I know, isn't that so good? Because I myself fall into that, where it's like, I never think about Namcook in terms of like rivals to lovers or enemies to lovers. And when you open yourself up, I guess, outside of those headcanon characterizations, oh my God, the potential for Namcook.
Hey, you know what this reminds me of? This entire situation, it's literally The Incredibles. I'm just saying, what, Namjoon is Mr. Incredible and Jungkook is that little guy in the blue cape. Who looks like a Furby.
That is the worst and the best characterization I have ever heard of Jungkook before in my life. Just like, I could imagine him being stubborn and then just being like, I think capes are cool and I'm wearing this fucking cape.
I literally have an AU idea where Jin is Frozone and Yoongi is Edna Mode.
Oh my God, your brain is large. I don't know what to do. Your brain, oh my God, Paul is literally like, my brain is not as big as hers.
Paul just bought a fucking house, so I think he's doing something right with his life, I guess.
And actually, that was a lot of people's responses. A lot of people said that their favorite tropes is enemies to lovers or rivals to lovers. I think Mango said that her favorite trope is rivals to lovers, because it's not quite as vicious as enemies to lovers can be, but they love seeing how characters can go from a certain level of distrust slash competition to friendship
really
and even
interesting
more.
Point that Ming is up there, because that it's not quite as vicious as enemies to lovers, because then here's my question. When it comes to rivals to lovers and enemies to lovers, which one do you think has more sexual tension?
They both have the potential for equal amount of sexual tension, but rivals to lovers makes it a lot easier to build that sexual tension, because then they would be in more situations in which they would have to rival each other and then like fight against each other, especially if it's like a physical sporting event. Whereas for enemies to lovers, like, you literally hate this person. Like, you despise this person.
One of my favorite tropes is friends with benefits. Oh my God.
You're right. That's friends delicious. With benefits is so... It's so good. It's so delicious because you could explore basically everything that you want to explore within like enemies to lovers, even rivals to lovers a little bit. And then also the whole pining shit as well. You can explore all that.
And there's like the feelings and just like not knowing if it's just like sex brain, excuse me, that haze, all of that. God, see, I would totally write a friends with benefits one, but it just means you have to write like a lot of sex, and I can't do that because all of them are the same for me. Like,
yeah, I totally feel that. Like there are just some. I think all those tropes that we talk about, they do come with a lot of sexual tension and a lot of sexual scenes. Or if you're just like not a smut writer or whatever, it's very hard. It's very hard to do and manage.
Wei says, God, I love mutual. Friends to lovers, reincarnation, unrequited love, fake dating, bittersweet endings, just lots of angst, and sometimes unresolved pining is chef's kiss. And I don't know about everyone else, but coffee shop and high school AUs, .. no thanks, ? We have a lot of material here.
The interesting one here is that Wei is not fond of coffee shop AUs, which is fine, but then I always thought coffee shop AUs was like one of those like universal ones that we just always like, we know what's gonna happen, but fuck, click.
I personally love coffee shop AUs just because I used to be a barista. Literally, like, I wanted my life to be a coffee shop AU so badly, and it never happened. And so me like reading coffee shop AUs is kind of like my fuck you to the world. Like, I still win. Like, I would almost argue, obviously this doesn't apply to every single fic, but most fics, I feel like, in the sense of like a stereotypically like complete fic. And by complete, I mean more like a complete plot, like a complete narrative versus like slice of life, whatever. I would argue that a lot of fics that fall into this category don't feel complete unless there's some kind of miscommunication or misunderstanding. So whether it be something small, like, oh, Namjoon thinks that Jungkook is dating Yoongi, or something big, like, I don't know.
Wait, I think someone actually said something similar to that. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, so we had one person. So they're at Cart Chicks, and they said, I love angst with happy ending. If everyone is happy in the end, I'll read through almost anything.
Yeah.
And then they said fake relationships are also good, which is like the epitome of misunderstandings, I think. And then they said that I really avoid mafia ABO fix. I just don't like how they're written. And the implications of
that. I totally agree. I think I looked through this like the replies to this this retweet specifically, and you know, things like the accuracy of mafia AUs was brought up, and obviously I've never been in the mafia, so I can't really like speak to the accuracy of them. I mean, I think there's like a certain appeal to mafia fix. I don't naturally gravitate towards them because I'm not a big like heavy angst person, or like that graphic violence, like that's not me. Like show knows what happened last time I picked up a mafia AU. I was scarred for life, and it wasn't because it was the mafia, it was because there was like a lot of dead dove do not eat stuff, which we'll get to in a later episode. But yeah, ABO, I have a love / do not care relationship with ABO fix. The only hate that I would have towards them is the fact that every time I say MPreg, everyone automatically assumes ABO. Like, no, that doesn't have to be the case. They do not have to be semi wolves in order to reproduce in my decrepit mind.
We're not going to get into the scientific or biological details, but they're pregnant.
Disbelief.
I guess I like all the freedom that ABO brings in terms of how you can play with the concept of society and then the concept of gender within that society. I think that brings about a lot of creativity and also just a lot of like freedom and stuff to explore a lot of different things where genitals are just not an issue. In ABO, you could have a dick, a pussy, and an asshole. You could just have a pussy. You could just have a dick that maybe just like opens up into a flower like a pussy. You could do anything. I don't know. But that's what I mean. You could do anything. Genitals don't matter in ABO. I like that a lot. I
what you said earlier, but you made it worse.
I think I made it better. Like how much cooler would dicks be if it could just like open up like a fucking banana peel?
If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at NoAO3WarningsApply, where you can find the latest updates and ask us anything you want.
Anyways, I was saying that I like the liberty that ABO brings in terms of like the whole preparation of smut, because then it's like, you know, you have to get the lube and you have to prepare them and you have to make sure everyone is whatever. But like ABO kind of gets rid of that a little bit because of like the slick and like the natural lubrication and stuff. And I know in a sense that's like very like heteronormative, but I think I can speak for most people that no one likes getting douched.
Heterosex is not always that easy either. Good Lord. Please.
Not everyone has a WAP, man. Not everyone has a WAP.
Okay, but to go back really quick to your thing about gender, I recently read Stained by You, which is a Jungkook fic. But yeah, Stained by You, it was so good. Like, one of my new favorite fics. But what they did in it was that one of the main, like, internal struggles that Yoongi dealt with in that fic was the fact that, like, everybody thought he was going to present as an Omega. So they treated him as one growing up. And then he presented as an Alpha. And he has this like really difficult relationship with what it means to be an alpha. And I think there's this one line where Jungkook is like, you know, Yoongi is sensitive and Yoongi is like soft, basically. I'm totally butchering it. But just like this exploration of what it means to be non-stereotypical alpha. and how that just adds to Yoongi's like character. So interesting. I loved it so much because it wasn't like Yoongi is this gruff guy who like falls into all these different stereotypes that were presented. It was just him being himself. And yeah, he's sensitive, like he's human. God, I love it.
Oh yeah, I've read some really good ABO out there where they have just done such good mm-hmm. such good world building, and then they have just, you know, played with that whole concept of like heats and ruts yeah. and consent and gender so well that it really does feel like just like a brand new world, you know, and it doesn't feel like, you know, it's just an excuse for people to just have like crazy non-consensual exactly. marathon sex. So it's all mm-hmm. about how people write it, ultimately.
Absolutely. For me. 1,000%.
Yeah. And speaking of fics, where I guess they fall out of the heteronormative. Junsoki, the username, they said that the enemy to lover trope is the one that they love the most, which, you know, we all agree. But that they really dislike mm-hmm. the trope in polyfics where the couple is almost torn mm-hmm. apart by liking the third person. And they also specifically hate the bad boy, soft boy trope that seems prevalent in Jikook and
really
Yumin.
Good points. Really good points.
The bad thing about being an avid fanfic reader is that whenever I do enter into a fandom space for the first time, one of the first things that I do is that I do go on AO3 and I do scope out like the ships mm-hmm. and whatever is the popular works. And for anyone who knows, most of the popular works that exist on AO3 are going to be Yumin. You know, they're like a huge ship. And all of the super popular, most kudos ones, they do have that mm-hmm. bad boy, soft boy trope. And so when I read them, you know, I mean, and not to say it's like, oh, I took these fics and I was like, oh yeah, Yoongi and Jimin are definitely like this. But I was like, you know, they're based off of something. Yeah. I'm sure this didn't just pop up, mm-hmm. come up out of nowhere, right? And then you watch Run BTS. You watch Bon Voyage, mm-hmm. you watch Their Behind, you watch Bangtan Bombs, mm-hmm. and you're just like, Yoongi? Yoongi. Min Yoongi. He's the mafia leader. Him. That
he's
guy.
Biggest,
he beat up
the biggest
the seven.
Dork ever.
That dude.
Oh my god.
And you know what? I read all those fics, and those fics yeah. are still perfectly fine. Like, they're still perfectly great fics. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed them a lot. You know, not right. to disparage them at all.
I think that's the thing, like, as, like, fic writers and, like, just overall content creators, it's, you know, because we're writing about real people, there's always that, like, whether you like it or not, like, what you create is going to subconsciously enter, like, the consumer's mind and, like, embed itself in there. So, you know, after reading, you know, a certain type of fic or after, like, seeing a certain type of content, like, they are going to come across, you know, like that kind of stereotype is going to be something that lasts with them. So it's almost like the line of like, yes, mm-hmm. all of those kinds of depictions are valid because when you put them in a situation where they're fictional characters, like you can do whatever you want with them technically, but it's also remembering that your depictions mm-hmm. of them contribute to a greater understanding of fanon.
We actually have a reply where, Loverboy_Junie said that they try to avoid fics in which the ship in question has to take care of a baby who is usually another member. And if there's one thing you know about me, Umbi, it's that okay. I fucking love those fics.
Here's the thing.
I
freaking love de-aging fics. I have not seen one though in this fandom. Obviously, I'm not looking that hard. But like when I was in hockey fic, everybody was de-aged all the fucking time. Literally everybody. Like there was like there were so many fics that where they were just like babies, and then they had to figure out like, oh my gosh, like how are they going to deal with PR? They have a game to play that night. God, I love hockey fic, but that's beside the point. But like, I have yet to see a Pangtan fic that is like one of the members de-age. So if anyone has any recs, shoot me up. Actually, don't do that. Hit me up.
I actually don't know if I could do a de-aging fic, but I do love any type of like single parent or a ship that has to take care of like a baby Bangtan. Like I love those fics. Like I love them. Like I could read them all day long. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with them because I'm not even like a child lover myself. Oh, that sounds awful. As in, like, I'm not a person that's like fond of children in general. Mm-hmm. I'm not a person that's like fond of children or anything like that, nor do I even think I would want to take care of one. But if you put it in like a fic where like Namjoon has to take care of a baby Jungkook, I'm like, oh God, I'm there. I'm fucking there. As long as Jin is not referred to as mommy and he doesn't act super like domesticky, exactly, then I'm
exactly there. My favorite tropes when it comes to like the de-aging stuff, it's when like one of them has such like pent up feelings that they don't know how to like process, that it just like turns them into a baby. And so like obviously that's the context all these fics are in, right? And so I just love like the thought of adult Jungkook like suddenly having like a baby Namjoon in his arms and just looking at him and being like, you know, what has you so stressed out that it turned you into a baby? Oh man, I need to write this now.
But I do agree with Loverboy underscore Junie. I have to say the full username because I don't know. Yeah. I want to give credit. I don't know. Anyways, but that I agree with them where I cannot read canon compliant as
continue.
Well. I cannot read canon compliant. Mm-hmm. All the canon compliant that I have read, it is because it is written by fellow writers that where I like their work and I want to read their work. But if I'm like on my own searching for stuff, right, I'm not reading canon compliant things. I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. I think it just hits too close to home for me. I just don't think that I could like sit there in my room and be like, I want to know what happens to them when they turn off the camera on Be Live. Like, yeah. I'm not interested. I'm barely interested when they're in the Be Live. Nonetheless, when they're
that's interesting Be Live. Because for me, when it comes to canon compliant stuff, it's like for me, it's not really that big of a deal. Like, I do like the exploration of what it looks like where they're all famous as they are now and how that affects the different relationship dynamics. But when it comes to writing, oh my God, I would never be able to write canon compliant stuff. I say, even though I've written like two of them, but because timelines, you have to go by the book. And it's like, as people are reading, they might not notice certain things. You have to get the entire timeline right. And I hate that. I hate that so much.
And it's especially hard with BTS because they always release content completely out of order. I'm pretty sure tomorrow we're going to get a Bangtan bomb and it's going to be dated to freaking 2009. They're not even in the company.
Literally.
It's like, just stalker videos.
It's videos of Runch Randa just doing...
It's just Jin just like walking from the store to the bus.
Yes.
Just like as a 12-year-old. And then I also agree with them because then they say in a reply after that, you know, if the only personality traits for the boys are along the lines of Jin is the mom one, Suga is the cold one, etc., I just click away and it's a big no-no for me. And I'm just like, I also agree with that. I mean, yeah, I do agree. Some other replies that we got is Avery at Avery September said that they're really into fake dating. Oh, actually, they're not into fake dating. They actually don't like fake dating because even though the trope and situation itself is very specific and usually very hard to set up in a realistic way, it's crazy how much the emotions that come along with this trope resonate with so many people.
Okay. Yeah, fake dating, it's true. It has to be set up in a very specific way, especially if one of them is famous. Although you can always go the route of like, oh, like this is like coming out and like they want to have like, they want to seem like a long-term boyfriend for like stability and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, if fake dating is there, I'll read it. But at the same time, I'm just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's actually not even a trope that crosses my mind because I don't think I would ever write it. And then reading it, like if I stumble across it and it seems good, I'll read it, but I'm not actively searching for it.
I agree. Miel at Raspberry Yunjin said, I love domesticity, secret relationships. Your A is just soft for character B and serious for everyone else that is greater than times five. And then I really dislike bodyguard AUs and mafia AUs and anything that involves those kind of power imbalances because, not my thing. Agree.
I love domesticity a lot. Yes. Established relationships. That
slice of life. So like, good. Like who makes the coffee in the morning? Oh, Lord. It's good stuff. It's all good stuff.
When character A is just soft for character B and serious for everyone else. Oh, I love that shit. Yes. That is the one human like stereotype that I will absorb like a fucking sponge because I love that shit. I love it when Yoongi is just like, actually, I like the opposite of it. I like when they're just bickering.
Yeah.
Just old couple bickering. Where all they do is just bicker and fight and argue, but at the end of the day, for whatever reason, they still are like madly in love with each other. And
that's such a fun dynamic, the whole like old married couple one. Oh, it's so good. It's so good because it's just like arguing is fun and exciting, and it's okay to like argue in a healthy way.
I actually have not encountered a bodyguard AU, but that's mostly because I don't read a lot of like the royal bodyguard who has to, you know, protect the prince. I don't really read a lot of those.
Yeah, I don't really read those either. I do like the ones where there's like it's like a royalty AU where one is like a prince and the other is just like the pauper slash the normal person. I do love those.
We have one more reply from Ray. And they said, I love magic realism AU so much. The world building and the character growth is always so warm to read. I also love the found family trope. Found family. It makes my little heart sing. I also love, found family. I also love that as well. Someone who does the found family trope really well, I'm just going to like name drop them, but Spud City Writes does the found family trope really, really well. I've read their Namjoon one where it's an ABO verse, but then they do it in a very fine way where it doesn't spiral into like weird consensual marathon sex, not even a little bit. And then they also wrote a Yumin kind of like fantasy royal family, not royal family like the UK. I'm doing such a shit job at describing these wonderful, amazing, stunning works that are like one of like my favorite fics of like all time. And then I'm out here like kind of like the royal family, kind of like Prince Harry, but like not really, more like fantasy. It's not Prince Harry, I'm doing like a shit job at it. Think like Prince Harry, except Korean, better, and also
I was gonna say wearing togas.
Oh, my car turned on. How do I pause? I don't want to be funky with soul anymore.
Oh, okay.